One prophet, Peter Namu, says the world will be destroyed tomorrow. According to him, the destruction will be in the form of earthquakes, tsunami, and other natural events. Prophet Anamu, who is the founder of the Nakari Community Church, quoted the book of Daniel to back his prophecies, insisting that it is only God who can explain what is in the Bible. The man of God told George Asikri that tomorrow's destruction will be catastrophic. He denied prophesying that Nana Akufo-Addo was going to win election 2008, even though many heard his prediction.
Tomorrow marks the day the world is going to experience, the day 11th, the month 11th, and the year 11th. And the Bible said, Daniel said in Daniel chapter 12, verse 4 to 8, that when shall all this happen? And Daniel said, and I saw two men walking by the river bank, and another walking on top of the river, wearing linen. And the one on river, wearing linen, lifted his two hands towards heaven, and swore before he that liveth forever and ever, that it shall be times and half a time. This is where the problem is. Unless the Spirit of God reveals to you what time and half a time is, you can never understand it.
As a prophet of God, I believe God has already revealed that to you. What does it mean, time and half a time?
Time means a particular period that is supposed to be running in a particular nation, and that nation is Ghana. Time represented in this nation at this moment has been exhibited. It's past. Time is the same period that this thing has been, and it has also passed. Half a time is what we are running in right now in the ruler of President John Evans Atamio. And then the 11th day marks the day the crash, which the stone is to crash the statue shown to the King of Kings, Nebuchadnezzar. New world will begin. In that new world, Ghana is supposed to spearhead so many things. See, President Barack Obama, when he came to Ghana, he said, I came for one simple reason. The 21st century shall no more be guided by decision taken by Washington, nor Moscow, nor Rome from Accra as well. This is a spiritual talk.
Barack Obama has no link with spirituality. He's not a prophet of God. So how can he say something related to the end of the world?
I am giving you one sign of what has been shown in the physical world, that this is what is about to happen. Tomorrow is a catastrophic day.
What form is the destruction going to take?
It is going to be in the form of earthquakes, tsunamis, hailstones, and all kinds of terrible things the world has never seen, as stated in Daniel chapter 12, verse 1.
Prophet, there are so many religions in Ghana. Some are Muslims, some are traditionalists, some are Hindus, and some are Christians. Is it that anybody who is righteous will be saved by God, or you must belong to a particular religion?
Jesus said that when you therefore shall see the time is at hand in the holy place, and the holy place is a holy place.
It is written in the Bible that the end of the world nobody knows except God himself. Even Jesus said he doesn't know. So how do we reconcile this?
In the same Bible, it says in Amos 3:7, that can God do whatever he wants to do without telling his servants the prophet.
You prophesied that Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo of the MPP was going to win election 2008, but that did not materialize.
That is not true. Okay. I've never heard anything about policy or politics in Ghana.
Prophet Peter Anamu. The parish priest of the Christ the King Catholic Church in Accra, Reverend Father Andrew Campbell, says no one can predict when the world will come to an end. He said the second coming of Christ is known to only God, adding that there is no way God would disclose the day he would destroy the world to an individual. The Reverend Father Campbell told Radio Ghana that every Christian ought to be ready for the end of the world, since it can even happen now. He told George Asikri that prophecies are real, but there is a need to test all prophecies to know the genuine ones.
Have they got communication with God? We don't know the time nor the date. I mean, if you know your Bible, we don't know the time nor the date that God is going to call us. God hasn't told us the time nor the date, so we don't know the time nor the day that God is going to call us. God has not given us a time or a day for this.
Is it possible that even though the Bible says we do not know the time and the date, God will speak to one person or one or two people about his coming?
Why should he do that? Why should he pick one or two people? It's not possible.
Father, should we ignore such prophecies?
You have to test the prophecies. The prophecies have to be tested. So on what grounds are you going to recommend them? All prophecies have to be tested.
Reverend Father Andrew Campbell is the parish priest of Christ the King Catholic Church in Accra. Meanwhile, an evangelist of the Church of Christ Mission, John Pameklo, is also asking Ghanaians to ignore the prophecy by Prophet Peter Namu that the world will end tomorrow. He said the prophecy is unbiblical and should not be taken serious. Evangelist Pameklo said similar prophecies never materialized, hence the need for Christians to get ready for the Lord's coming and ignore what he calls fear and panic prophecies.
These speculations and what I view, they've been a lot these days. And obviously, scripture confirms that in the latter days, this kind of people will come about. With all respect to the prophet, with all respect to him, I think we need to pay closer attention to scripture and see what it is, what the Lord himself told us. These predictions are only coming out from people who stir up, you know, society. If the intention is to make men think of their future, their spiritual state and things, I would say that is serving some good purpose. So it's fighting other people also. So we need to be very careful. I don't believe what he's saying. And scripture tells us clearly what it should be like. I respect him.
You are also a man of God. What does the Bible say about the coming of the Lord?
Scripture says that with regards to the times and what no man knows, not even the Father. It will come as a thief in the night. It will appear suddenly, of course, but we are not giving specific things that we can say we are putting 1 + 1 together. So we've got to leave God to keep the thing that he has kept away from us. God has kept certain things away from us. We just have to get on with our lives and then be faithful to him and do the thing that will please him. It's as simple as that.
Elder, Ghanaians are listening to us, and for those of us who are not pastors, as well as our listeners out there, should we ignore this prophecy?
Yes, let me put it point blank. Ignore it. Should it even ever come? We are not afraid to die, isn't it? So they should ignore it and get on with their life.
Evangelist John Pameklo of the Church of Christ Mission.